Visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Seaboing. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School. We have the starting lineups for us tonight. Guard, right? First, for USA at guard, Chelsea Ewald, who had that big shot the other night, and also Chelsea Bitzer. Forward, Amanda DeSimpler and Sammy Eisengruber. And at center, the sophomore Miranda First. For Sandusky, the same five that started against Lakers the other night at guard, Lauren Krause and Chelsea Stoffer. Forward, Whitney Fox and Kelly Ruggles. And at center, junior Emily Hale.
And for picks for the game tonight, I'm going with the USA Lady Patriots. They're going to pull off what, of course, would be an upset here. But I think they're going to hit their season average of 44 points, and they're going to beat Sandusky 44-42.
Well, I would tell you, I think if they can keep Sandusky to 42 points, they have a great chance to win the game. But I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm going to take Sandusky definitely the favorites, and I'm going to ride them tonight.
And while we got a couple minutes here, and I just finished with the starting lineup, but some of the other games around the area we've got going on tonight. Owen Gage at North Huron. I'm taking Owen Gage.
I kind of like North Huron. Clancy's back. I like your chances.
And Bay City All Saints at Michigan Lutheran Seminary. I'm taking Bay City All Saints.
I'll agree with you on that.
And of course we got Burton Faith and Burton St. Thomas there. They're both pretty even. I'm going with Faith, so I have Faith.
I'll take St. Thomas. I don't know much about them.
And then down at the other matchup, and the winner of tonight's game will move on to play the winner of this game, either Saginaw Valley Lutheran or New Lothrop. I'm taking Saginaw Valley Lutheran.
All right, New Lothrop. They've got a big tradition there.
And then I'll tell you right now that Brent at the half, it's Saginaw Valley Lutheran 43, New Lothrop 25. You want to change your pick?
Yeah, now you tell me.
And of course, down at South, we have Brown City versus Vassar. I'm taking the upset with Vassar.
I got to stick with the GTCE, so I'll ride Brown City for one more game.
And of course, Saginaw New Valley Beaverton. I think that's pretty an easy game unless something happens. Saginaw New Valley is hosting it. They play in the Independent League. It's going to be New Valley over Beaverton there.
I agree with you, Sue.
So good luck. I believe you got the three officials tonight, our three officials for tonight's game, Brent.
I know two of them. Definitely we have Tim Heiderman, we have Tom Reidus, and Ken Marska. Three guys that worked the first game the other night did an outstanding job, and perfect for a championship game.
You know, this was the group the other night that didn't put the extra piece of tape out for that first game. And the next official group, which Ed Bitzer, they did not put that extra piece of tape out here for tonight. Evidently, they might not know Coach Bitzer likes to extend the coaching clock.
Well, they're all from the Port Huron area, so you're exactly right. They probably don't know that.
And right off the bat, the USA Patriots win the tip. They're going from right to left on your dial. From left to right on your dial, they're in their blues. And the Lakers, or the Redskins, are going from right to left, and they're in their white with the blue trim. So we got the red, white, and blue theme going on here tonight. And right away, Sandusky causes the first turnover against USA as they tip it out of bounds, and they tried to save it, but they stepped on the out-of-bounds line.
Yep, she stepped right in the half-court line. It was an easy call for the referee standing right there watching.
So Sandusky with their first possession tonight, and right off the bat over to the right side, Krause throws it around. They work it inside, work it back out, leave a wide-open stopper for a three. It's no good. Rebound control there by Whitney Fox, and that's something we talked about Fox and Krause getting in there and getting those easy rebounds. Right away, they got in there without being
done. On top of that, USA's 2-3 zone stopper was wide open for that three-pointer. They got to do a better job of getting out quicker on their shooters.
So it was tipped away there by first on the inbound there as she's covering Krause. Krause tries to get over top her again. This time, they get it to Ruggles. Ruggles brings it up to the top of Fox. Fox gives it back. Krause brings it up to the top, swings it over to the right side to stop her. And they play catch there back to the top of Krause. She drives to the free throw line, throws it outside to Fox. Looks like they want to establish outside tonight, maybe. Nope. They're going to try to go back to her. That time, Klaus drove to the box and then bounced past her underneath, but it was short shot. Rebound USA. They look to push it up the court, but they have a turnover there. Whitney Fox sent the pass. She brings it up the court, hands it off to Klaus. Klaus tries to go into her shot, deflected there by Brixer.
One thing that's interesting is USA's running the old 1-3-1, your famous zone defense, and it's going to give them a chance to get outside on the shooter as long as they don't lose Hale or Ruggles underneath. So interesting twist early in the game.
You know, and I love that. You know I love that defense. And if you can run it effectively and you've got girls that can help out on the help side, they'll have a good chance of beating Sandusky tonight. And right away, Sandusky tried to get it inside, and they had the help side we just talked about, and it was tipped away.
Yeah, conversely, USA, that's their second or third turnover now, and they cannot do those do that this early in the game.
Nope. No score, so luckily 6:38 to go here in the first quarter. Nobody scored. And right now, Sandusky puts it up and in, and they get on the scoreboard. That shot was made by
Kelly Ruggles, I think, made that.
Ruggles made it, yep. And Harbor Beach is coming, Sandusky is coming there with their half-court pressure there again. They're really picking off of the half-court, but they are a little bit more intense when they cross the timeline tonight than they were on Wednesday night.
So, yeah, that's the fourth turnover already in the first less than 2 minutes of the game for USA, and really they were all pretty much unforced.
Yeah, that was an unforced turnover right there, too, for Stafford. She looked up the court, saw a wide-open player, and that traveled. So that'll be a Sandusky mental error there. And USA needs to capitalize that on right now and take care of them because they can force Sandusky into mental areas. Their guards are not the type of guards that we're used to seeing from Sandusky that are real strong all the time with the ball.
One thing the USA is going to have to do is they're going to have to penetrate those gaps in the zone with a little dribble drive and make Sandusky move on defense a little bit.
And it's nice to see Victor take that long three because she didn't shoot a lot the other night. She looked more to do a lot of dishing of the ball, so I think she needs to put those shots up and stay active in the game. Her shot was no good. Rebound controlled by Sandusky. They bring it up the court. Crosses wide open. Drives the lane. Tries to go up and in. And we get a reaching foul. So she's going to go to the free throw line.
Nice dribble drive. She broke through the first initial line of defense, and then no one was there to pick her up. And when they finally got there, a little slow getting there. I think they got Chelsea Bitzer on that first foul.
And you know what? She did your famous dribble that you like to do there, that little stutter step. And if your defender doesn't move, go ahead and accelerate by her. And she did a great job of that.
Well, ever since Lauren Krause has been a freshman. She's been involved with the varsity team, and she really has done a great job for Sandusky.
And that's surprising. She just missed both those free throws. She's a 70% free throw shooter. I don't expect her to miss those too often. But USA was saved there, and then they missed the wrong rebound. But they managed to get it back as they get a steal from Eisengruber inside, and now they're going to get an easy foul called as Sandusky reached in, and I believe that's going to be Whitney Fox's first foul. Sandusky's first.
That bottom of the 1-3-1 zone, Tammy Eisengruber was kind of baiting her into a cross-court pass, and that's exactly what she did. In her long arm, she picked it off, and they got the ball back. Great play by Tammy Eisengruber.
Here comes that 2-2-1 trap from Sandusky. It picks up a half court. Brixer swings it around. Ewald bounce passes in there at the feet of Dill Simpler. She can't pick that ball up. If you're going to give it to the post players, and I'm going to defend the post players, you guys got to give us the play. The ball up where we can handle it. Bounce pass is great, but don't bounce pass it to my knees.
Yeah. Maybe just a little bit of nerves both ways, some kind of silly turnover so far, and I think after they get into this game for another minute or two, they'll hopefully things will smooth out for both teams.
That's about seven turnovers now for USA. They've not really gotten a shot off, have they, other than Chelsea Bitzer's long one. And now we see Lauren Krause, who starts at the top of the key and goes all the way down the left lane and goes up and gets fouled.
One thing that we talked about prior to the game, as far as keys of the game, was dribble penetration. That's the third time now that Lauren Krause has drove the lane. Two of the times she's been fouled. So maybe that's part of their game plan to force some action here from USA.
And that's going to be the first foul against Ewald. And again, the 70% free throw shooter Krause misses her first one. So USA has got to take a chance, or you know, take advantage of these opportunities they're getting. And Krause gets back on track and makes the second one. Right now with 4:59 to go here just in the first quarter, it's, believe it or not, Sandusky 3, USA 0. USA gets the ball off the court. They find a wide open Simpler underneath, but she throws it back out to Ewald for the 2. It's no good. Long rebound. Fox kicks it away over the back of Fox, and she had great positioning there. You hear the fans yelling over the back, but nope, first had a great job there in tipping it away from her.
Yeah, there was no contact. It was a good play and a great call by the officials, or a great no-call, I should say.
Here comes Krause again down the left side. This time she dishes it out to Fox. Fox gives it back to her. Now they throw it inside quickly to Ruggles, and Ruggles doesn't even look to shoot it. It's shot there from behind the three by Fox, but rebound controlled there by Eisengruber. And then Ewald tries to push it up the court, and it almost gets away, but luckily it went into the hands of Bitzer, and she banks it home for the 10-footer, making it 3-2 USA. 3-2 Sandusky with the lead.
Maybe that should